Cousin Johnson?
Yes.
This is Mark King.
The program will feature telephone conversations secretly recorded by President Johnson.
If I can speak to you in confidence, I don't want to. I don't want to be in the position of trying to influence or pressure anyone. But I'd be glad to.
The featured speaker is Kent Germany, an associate professor of history at the University of South Carolina and a Miller Center fellow who edited the presidential recordings of Lyndon B. Johnson, digital edition.
We'll see the 1960s unfold and see the public events that they are so intricately involved in really come to the fore in a private conversation.
President Johnson called Dr. King after the 1964 election to reiterate his position on civil rights.
The civil rights leadership is coming around now to see the problem that we all have.
He offered advice.
What they got to do is have you and Roy and Whitney Young and Phil Randolph and Farmer and some of these fellows, any of you can work together to come sit in the hotel room and talk to your people and get your reports and watch it for a day or two and be able to talk to men like Speaker McCormick and like the majority leader and tell them what you want them to do.
Many of the conversations, Dr. Germany says, are interesting, but several stand out.
One comes right after the assassination of John Kennedy, where Lyndon Johnson reaches out to Martin Luther King Jr. and assures him that he is a civil rights president and that all of the progressive legislation that the Kennedy administration supported, the Johnson administration would continue to do so.
There is a conversation about a speech that Dr. King gave in Petersburg in summer of 1965. He told the president his remarks about the war in Vietnam were taken out of context, and he hoped he wasn't too alarmed.
I did see it. I was distressed. I do want to talk to you. I'd welcome a chance to review with you my problems and our alternatives there.
The president clearly understood Dr. King's growing influence.
I think you have a duty as a minister and as a leader of millions of people to give them a sense of purpose and direction.
Dr. Germany pointed out,
they are two people who rely on each other, but they don't want to be closely linked to the other person necessarily. And one thing that's going to drive a wedge between Johnson and King, and it's going to drive a wedge between Johnson and a number of other people as well, is this issue of Vietnam.
I just welcome an opportunity to give you my views and problems I have.
The program begins at 11 a.m. at the Miller Center and will be webcast live at millercenter.org. The website will also direct you to the recordings, which have free access until February 21st.
And I appreciate very much your attitude and your desire to be helpful, and I know that is your desire, as it always has been in our dealings together.
John Ogle, WCVE News.